I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Sudan marked independence on Saturday. 72 hours later, the big question is, now what? Lawmakers formed a caretaker government and announced a new currency yesterday, but there's so many challenges facing the fledgling nation. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they're just one part of the solution.
I was there just a few days before independence, training church and orphanage workers in southern Sudan in more effective ways of children's ministry.
Their support and training will help the local church reach more kids returning home. ECM is a holistic outreach that infuses the gospel into everything they do. There's much more online. Meanwhile, the gospel's rushing forward in Papua New Guinea. Wycliffe Associates is opening as many doors as they can for that message to move through. The Bible Translation Acceleration Ministry is raising matching funds for the New Ireland Translation Institute. The funds will go to help the teams get the New Testament translated into the last 15 languages in the region of New Ireland. Price tag for a final project? $270,000. There's much more online. And summertime means camp time for North Americans of all ages. Marty Windle says Bible-Centered Ministries is hosting over a dozen of these camps this summer. Camps reach all ages, but those for youth are particularly effective. They reach what's called the 4-14 window, or kids aged 4 to 14. Camps for this age can be life-altering.
It's remarkable to me that the impact that camps has may not be immediately apparent. But as we go through the years, you begin to see what happened at camp changes the lives of people as they grow older.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating our 20th anniversary. To help us celebrate, we're encouraging you to do something intentional for God during the month of July. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link where you'll find a ton of suggestions on how you can affect change in somebody's life this summer. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.